You ever heard any?
I don't know, but I don't know that I do.
Yeah, that's like asking you what town people would say, isn't it?
I asked them if I wouldn't know what a colored person would say to a white person.
I wouldn't either.
Know anything about that.
Okay, now let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully...
angry.
Okay. Let's see. Suppose you'd been working... is that for you? Yeah, I'll turn this off for a minute.
That's all right.
That's okay.
I didn't know who it was at first. I didn't recognize her voice.
Okay, let's see. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired. Tired.
Okay. You might... let's see now. If a little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, what would happen to him?
I imagine that they would make him drunk. I imagine that's what would... if he's not used to them.
Okay, they'd make him drunk, and they'd also... well, suppose he ate green apples.
Well, they'd make him sick.
Okay. Well, would you say that he got sick, or took sick, or was sick, or became ill, or how would you say that?
Well, I would. Would you say he was sick?
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say that he feels sick. Where?
In his stomach.
In his stomach, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? No word for that?
No, but I have.
Okay. Some people I was talking to over near Valdosta called it a serenade.
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Yes.
I've never heard any of these words.
No.
And some people call it a charivari, which is something I never
heard. I've heard them call them serenade, but that's better.
But you'd never use that word, Mr.
No,
James. Okay. What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You might say to a child, you'd better behave, or what will get you?
Oh, well, you always never know. That we always say when they if they don't behave, we'll whip you.
Oh, okay. Well, did you ever say anything like, you better behave or a boogeyman will get you?
Yeah, well, not very often.
You never said anything like that? Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend? What would you say to him?
We would say Happy Christmas.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase and you had to take it from one place to another, you might say, man, I'm glad I don't have to, that suitcase very far.
Don't have to tote it, therefore.
Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water, can draw its feet inside
the... turtle.
Okay. What do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
Well, we have so many here, I don't know now which one you're referring to.
Well, it looks just like a turtle, except instead of living in the water, it lives in land. Lives on land.
Have them in the gardens. Catch the bugs.
Well, it's not that, it's so... we have gophers that lives on the land that don't at all.
And they look like turtles?
Yes, ma'am, just like them.
Uh-huh.
Only they're just bigger.
Do you have cooters down here?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And any other kinds?
No, that's a gopher and a cooter. That's the only kind that we have here. Turtle, they call them. They call them turtles.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Well, the insides of one is one thing. They're the chitlins.
Okay.
And they're the liver.
Okay.
And what they call the legs, and that's it.
Okay.
And the heart.
Well, what do you call the center part of an egg?
We always call it the yellow egg.
Okay.